It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. It's so good to have a chance to hang out with you today. We're going to talk about declining church attendance. Let's go.
Live from our nation's capital, welcome to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. An expert on race, religion, and relationships, Dr. Anderson wants to talk to you. Our phone lines are now open. 888-432-7434. And now, please welcome Dr. David Anderson, your bridge-building voice in the nation's capital.
That's me, your bridge-building voice right here in the nation's capital, all around the DMV. That is D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, parts of West Virginia and Pennsylvania as well. Thanks a lot for tuning in on WAVA 105.1 FM out of Arlington, Virginia. And I'm just so glad that you're tuned in, whether you're driving in your car or whether you're at the house or maybe even at work listening. I'm just glad that we get to hang out for this first hour of rush hour out of D.C. So where y'all at today? What you doing? Thanks for hanging with me. If you're new to the show, we kick it off every week with Marriage Mondays. That was yesterday. Today is Tough Topic Tuesday. Tomorrow, Wisdom Wednesday, followed by Theological Thursday, and then Open Phone-In Friday. So anything you want to talk to me about on Friday is fair game. Saturdays, we have a special weekend edition for you from 3 to 3:30. Make sure you tune in then. And of course, I am the pastor and the founder of Bridgeway Community Church. So if you happen to be in the Columbia area or the Baltimore County Owings Mills area, you can always visit one of our two campuses there. Just go to bridgeway.cc if you don't already have a great church. If you do, make sure you keep serving and making sure you're an encouragement to the people that you get to serve the Lord with. Now, today's tough topic is declining church attendance. Declining church attendance, according to a brand new survey, 2024 Gallup poll, says that church attendance has declined in most U.S. religious groups. Did you know that? I'll give you some of the breakdown of the numbers shortly, but it's gone down. And so here's my question to my audience. How often do you attend church? Are you a weekly attender, a bi-weekly attender, a monthly attender, a holiday attender, or every now and then attender? It just depends on how you feel. Well, the numbers are pretty interesting when you hear them. And I want to know about you, though. Are you a church attender? Why or why not? My number is 888-432-7434. That's 888-43-BRIDGE. It's a call-in talk show. I want to hear from you, and I want to dialogue with you. Do you attend church? And here's the way you find out. I was with a group of spiritual leaders, and I said, I know we all are serving in church. We love church. This is our church, but I have a question for you. Over the last four Sundays, how many times were you actually at church? And it was unbelievable because you just assumed that your spiritual leaders are there every Sunday. Nope, not the truth. The truth was, well, Pastor, I was traveling on this weekend. This weekend I was sick. And so it came to find out that the majority of those church leaders that were with me in that room, most of them attended in the last 4 weeks, 2 weeks, 50%. So if that's the case of your like most spiritual folk, then can you imagine as a pastor, when you think about your church, you have to think about them as, you know, weekly or biweekly attenders, not necessarily every week. And 3 out of 4 weeks is actually a good month. How many of y'all go to church every week? Or in the last 4 weeks, can you say you've been 4 for 4? I want to hear from you. And I want to know why or why not. All right. Now, having said that, I'm going to give you my number, then I'm going to pray. My phone number is 888-432-7434. Okay. 888-43-BRIDGE. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have the fellowship of the brethren and the sistren in that King James sort of tense, but brothers and sisters who come together and worship you. And Lord, we're so grateful that we have that privilege and opportunity. And I just pray that today we even motivate and stimulate people to want to do it more. It's in your name we pray. Together, everyone said, amen and amen. Now, there are a couple other ways you can get a hold of me. You can always go to andersonspeaks.com and get connected with me that way. But I do want to get right to the phone lines, and I really want to hear from you on church attendance. Why do you attend? Why don't you attend? How often do you attend? In the last 4 weeks, can you say you were 4 for 4? I'd love to hear it. 888-43-BRIDGE. All right, let's go to Washington, D.C. and talk with Brita, who's on the line. Hello, Miss Brita. How are you today?
I'm fine. And you, sir?
Oh, I'm alive and grateful. Thank you for calling and hanging out with me today. What do you think about this topic?
It's a good topic to take a look at what's going on church-wide.
Mm-hmm. And what about you? Do you attend regularly?
I attend every Saturday. I'm Seventh-day Adventist.
Okay. Very good. And what's your comment or question today?
You asked, how often do we turn? I'm just responding to your question.
Okay, so you do attend every week. And tell me why.
Because the Bible tells me to do that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to be obedient.
Okay, so you're going out of obedience.
And it says in the last days, don't forsake the assembly of the saints.
Got it. I like it. Well, it's good. The Bible does tell us not to forsake the assembling of the saints. And so you would say that you attend because you're being obedient. Do you also feel like you're getting anything out of the church?
Yeah, pretty much so. Just the fellowship and just talking to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Just the fellowship and the spirit, even though the like-mindedness in some instances of the other individuals that are there.
Understood. Well, listen, thank you so much for calling in and let me know exactly what your church attendance is. May the Lord bless you, okay?
Thank you for taking my call. God bless.
My pleasure. Take care. Well, that's our first caller, Miss Brita from Washington, D.C. She says she attends regularly because of obedience to the Lord. Well, 3 out of 10 Americans, according to the latest Gallup survey, attend church services every week. 3 out of 10. It used to be, that's 30%. It used to be 42%. Now it's 30%. And guess what? In the survey, 31% never attend. So think about that. 30% attend weekly. 31% never attend, and then everything in between to monthly, to holidays, to things of that sort. So let me just ask you, do you attend church regularly? Why or why not? And out of the religious groups, guess who are the most observant, who attend the most? Church of the Latter-day Saints, the Mormons. Secondly, by Protestants, including evangelicals. Thirdly, Muslims. Fourthly, Catholics, the greatest decline. I'm coming right back. This is Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. I want to know about your church attendance. Also want to know what you think about church attendance in general. Maybe some of you were very, very observant and regular, and now, not so much. Maybe COVID, maybe internet, maybe relevance, maybe reverence, a lack of it. Who knows? Maybe your faith is not as strong, or you just don't find that you like church anymore. I want to hear from you. Yes, I'm a pastor. Give me a call, 888-432-7434.
Do you need to be encouraged, or do you know someone that needs encouragement? Dr. David Anderson has compiled his sermon series, Be Encouraged, into a book which will be sure to encourage yourself and others. For a donation in any amount, we'll send you a signed copy of the book. To make your donation, visit andersonspeaks.com, click on the donate button, and we'll send you your copy today.
If you're anything like me, you see all the division and hostility in the world, and you know that if you just had the right tools, you could make a difference. You could help bring some healing. You could be a bridge builder. Guided by Dr. David Anderson, and the Gracism Global team, I learned how to live and lead by becoming a positive solution in a world that's dealing with such negative problems. I went from feeling overwhelmed to being empowered, from being a bystander to becoming a bridge builder. Dr. Anderson has taken the principles of Gracism around the world, helping corporations, ministries, nonprofits, and government leaders grow in their ability to bridge the deepest divides of color, class, and culture. Through Gracism Global's coaching and certifications, you can gain the confidence and skills to bring change right where you are. Whether for you or your whole organization, we're here to help you bring the power of Gracism into your life and leadership today. Visit GracismGlobal.com and join us on this transformative journey. We're not just fighting against racism, we're building a world of Gracism.
Today is Tough Topic Tuesday. And now your host, Dr. David Anderson.
That's me all day long, hanging out with you right here on Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. I'm David Anderson, hanging out with you. Church attendance, y'all, it's going down from 42% in the U.S. to 30%, according to the recent 2024 Gallup poll last month. In March, 2 decades ago, an average of 42% of U.S. adults attended religious services every week or nearly every week. A decade ago, the figure fell to 38%, and it's currently at 30%. And this decline is driven by the increase in the percentage of Americans with no religious affiliation, 9%, in 2000 to 2003 versus 21% in 2021 to 2023. So in that 20-year span of 2 decades, 9% had no religious affiliation. Now, 21% have no religious affiliation, almost all of whom do not attend services regularly. So that's a very interesting jump if you think about it. About 10% said I have no religious affiliation. Now, 20%. You know, one out of five, I don't have any religious affiliation. So therefore, that goes then with church attendance, doesn't it? And so church attendance now is 3 in 10. So if you took 10 people right now on your job, 3 of them might attend a religious service. 10 people in your neighborhood, 3 of them might attend a religious service. 10 people in the grocery store in line, 3 of them would attend a religious service. Weekly, that is, okay, weekly. Now, 3 of them never attend church, right? And so according to this, so if you had 10 people in the grocery line, 3 attend weekly, 3 don't attend at all. And then the other 4, some may attend every now and then, once a month or something like that, or maybe on holidays. So that's interesting. And the most attended religious services are by Mormons first, Protestants second, which includes like evangelicals, Christians. Muslims would be third, so far as most observant. And then 4th, in the greatest decline, actually, Catholics. So there you have it. My question to you then is, do you attend church? How regularly? And in the last 4 weeks, would you say that you've attended 1, 2, 3, or 4 times? Why or why not? Okay, you got it all? The table is set. Let me give you the number and go right back to the phone lines. 888-432-7434. And now I'm going to go to Tony, who's on the line from National Harbor, Maryland, or Oxon Hill, Maryland. Hi, Tony. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm alive and grateful. Thanks for hanging with me.
Wonderful. And thank you for taking my call. I am very grateful for you to have this subject matter today because I just kind of want to give you a little insight of me.
Okay.
I grew up in church. All I knew was church. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a family-oriented church, very relational, which means, you know, the village is everyone together as a community.
Right.
But about 5 years ago, I stopped attending church.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, cold feet, dry, stopped attending church. Mm-hmm. I don't do church anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I do most of my fellowshipping, you know, studying at home. I've drawn closer to God because I spend more time with God now because I don't have all those other distractions.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten away from the entertainment in our churches today. I don't go to church for all that entertainment, all that other, you know, stuff that goes on that is non-relational to God in mm-hmm. most cases. And so, surprisingly enough, I have other people who feel the same exact way.
Mm-hmm.
Church has lost its fizz.
Mm.
And if my mother, God bless her, she passed away 5 years ago, if she knew today that I wasn't going to church, she would not be happy with me.
Mm.
That's all I know. I grew up in church.
Right.
So churches for me is not the same anymore.
Did you just
I don't need to be entertained. I don't need all that nonsense.
Do you think you just got tired of it, or you got disillusioned
yeah.
because it became too much nonsense?
It's both.
Uh-huh. Understand.
It's both.
Understand.
I don't go to church for all this other stuff. I go to church because I want to be drawn closer to God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a whole lot of that going on because there's just so much busyness going on in the church. It's
mm-hmm.
overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's too much. And, you know, when you share your thoughts with leaders, they hear you respectfully. Nothing changes. It's too much entertainment for me. That's not what I'm there for on a Sunday morning.
I understand.
Or Tuesday night Bible studies.
No, I understand. Do you feel like you get fellowship anywhere now as a result? So, I mean, I know you and God have a one-on-one, but what about fellowship with other believers?
I do not fellowship with other believers, but I do get my teachings from other resources, and that's what I do to keep myself, I guess, covered or filled up. Yes, I heard the other caller said we should fellowship one with another. But it wasn't until my mother passed away
mm-hmm.
and I realized how alone I was. And the church that I was affiliated with,
yeah,
you know, everybody's busy. That's all I ever heard. You know, people are busy. They mean well. You know, what do you need from us?
Mm-hmm.
Church is not designed for that. That's why we're there to serve.
Right. So
Christ came. He served.
So do you feel like you're hurt because they did not serve you well?
Well, you know, church hurt is everywhere. Yes, I've had church hurt. But I don't let that block me from fellowshipping with others. I just fellowship differently. I don't like titles of denominations. I don't mm-hmm. like all this other nonsense because that's not relationship with God. My main important thing is that I'm stayed connected to God. But I also would love to fellowship with other believers.
Sure.
Because
so where
that's
do you do
what
that?
We're required to do.
So where do you do that? How do you get that?
You know what? I because of the kind of work that I do,
mm-hmm.
I connect with all types of different wonderful people. If they invite me to their church and I feel like going as my spirit is led, I'll go and visit it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem visiting your church, and I go and visit churches.
Understood.
But I don't want to become a member because there's nothing that requires me to be a member of the church.
Gotcha.
He said fellowship one with another. It doesn't talk about membership.
Gotcha.
But we're so stuck on those conditions that it's got us where I was feeling guilty. If I wasn't a member, then I felt I didn't belong.
So you went all the way to the other side and like, I'm not doing church at all.
No, we're not doing that, no.
Hey, well,
I think it's a lot of pressure.
Well, maybe you can find a church where it's not pressure and you can just enjoy the sweet fellowship and maybe not get so involved.
Well,
because it sounds like you grew up where you're so involved. You got the inner workings of the church. You got the behind the scenes. And it was so much. And finally, you were able to break free and breathe. So I get that part, too. It just kind of feels good to breathe. But I don't want you to swing all the way to the other side of the pendulum where you are anti-church. Maybe you can swing back a little bit and be like, you know what? Maybe there's some good things about the church that I can enjoy every now and then, too. What do you think about
that? Well, let me leave you on a positive note.
Okay.
I do enjoy going to church and I do enjoy fellowshipping.
Okay.
What I don't want to get involved with is all the other connections and being so involved and being so busy.
I
can do better doing community work, helping others than being just church.
I understand.
You know, it sometimes becomes a little overwhelming and a little too religious for me.
It sounds like you might just needed some boundary issues and some balance. You either all in or all out. How about just a little bit in between? Okay?
Okay, we can do that. We can do that. I'm open to that.
There you go.
I'm going to come and visit your church, too, as well.
Oh, come on. You better say hi to me in the lobby, too, or else I'm going to be upset.
I sure will.
All right, my sister. God bless
you. Thank you for taking my call.
It's my pleasure. Take care.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, this is why we have this conversation, right? We can do this on the air, and I'm so glad that y'all feel safe enough to call me and hang out with me, so thank you. Okay, my phone number is 888-432-7434. Let me go to Kim. Kim is in Maryland. Hi, Miss Kim. It's Dr. Anderson here. How are you today?
Hi, Dr. Anderson. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks a lot for calling. What are you thinking on this topic?
Ooh, it's a hot topic.
It is, right?
It is. It really is. It's bittersweet to me.
Mm.
Because as the one caller had stated, that we must not, forsake the assembly of the saints of fellowshipping together.
Right.
And to it's being obedient unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I just think this. Oh, for me, let me say this. I do go to church every day, every Sunday.
Okay.
Except for when I'm not in town.
Okay.
As a leader, I do let leadership know when I'll be there and when I'm not there.
Okay.
This is just, as I stated, bittersweet because this, I think the pandemic had a lot and has had a lot to do with, people not wanting to go to church.
Right.
I think it's a spirit of deception. And as the scripture said, that there's going to be a great falling away.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that our strength lies amongst each other. We need each other to get strength from, per se.
Right, right.
So, it bothers me not to see the church full like it used to be. And I do understand the last caller stated, politics in the church. Don't want to change.
Right. Hey, Miss Kim, you're going in and out on me. It's probably because you're driving, but I got your main point, and that is you attend regularly. You do think that the pandemic had a negative effect. And so you see the church half full. You're like, what's going on here? So I get it. Hey, thanks a lot for calling and for hanging with me. And I'm sure your church is blessed to have you, even though even on top of that, you're letting them know when you're traveling and things of that sort. That sounds like a very committed church attender. So thank you for that. Let's go to Suitland, Maryland and talk to Joy, who's on the line. Hello, Miss Joy. How are you today?
Hello, Dr. Anderson.
Welcome. What are you thinking?
Well, I like the topic, and I am a faithful churchgoer because I choose to go to church. I choose to believe the scriptures, that the scripture said it's good for brethren to dwell together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's going to be days when you can't go to church.
Right.
That you wish you could go.
Ooh.
And I want to do it while I'm able.
Oh, that's a good point.
I don't take church for granted. I understand what the other sisters are saying about being overwhelmed and being busy. We was extremely busy, me and my husband. And what we did, we just went to a smaller church.
Mm-hmm.
And so things are different. Things are changing in our lives as well, getting older, full-time workers, trying to keep up being in leadership positions. But with prayer and guidance and choosing makes a difference in church. But what you got to remember, it's not just you that stopped church. It's your history.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what you profound in being in church and the meaning of it. When young people see you, they may gravitate to you. What are you going to give them about God and being faithful? I didn't have a good job most of my life. I have one now. I didn't go to college. But when I hear faithful, I love that.
Yeah.
And that's what God loves, a faithful child.
I like
He likes a faithful giver.
That's right.
He is faithful.
Thank you, Miss Joy.
Give thanks unto God.
Thank you, Miss Joy. God bless you. I'm going to run to this break. When I get back, I want to hear from the rest of you. This is Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
This is Pro Football Hall of Famer and Super Bowl champion Jonathan Ogden, and you're listening to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
Thank you, Jonathan Ogden. I sure hope y'all are doing well. Welcome to the second half of the program. Well, we are talking about declining church attendance, and the bottom line of the Gallup survey that just came out here in 2024 in March. Basically, it says on any given weekend, about 3 in 10 adults attend religious services, down from 42%. So that was 3 in 10. That's 30% now, down from 42% 20 years ago. Church attendance will likely continue to decline in the future, giving younger Americans weaker attachment to religion. Their attachment is detaching, y'all. And specifically, more 18 to 29-year-olds, about 35%. More than a third, say they have no religious preference that identify with any specific faith, such as Protestant, non-denominational Christian, or Catholic. Additionally, young adults, both those with and without a religious preference, are much less likely to attend religious services. 22% attend regularly, 8 points below the national average. But the Bible tells us, it says in Hebrews 10:25, that we should not give up meeting together. And as some are in the habit of doing. So not attending church can become a bad habit. That's what it says in Hebrews 11 and Hebrews 10, verse 25. It says, do not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. In other words, the Lord's coming back, so let's encourage one another to attend church. That's why I like what Jocelyn Davis on my Facebook page says. She says this, I've not returned in-person services on a regular basis since the pandemic. I'm being prompted by the Spirit to return because my gift is needed and I need the gift of others. Well, I praise the Lord. I'm so glad that we're helping in that prompting, Sister Jocelyn. Thank you for writing that. Rosalind Jackson says, we need each other. Suzette Tom writes in as well and gives us her greetings. And I like what Tony Penny says. Check this out, y'all. This is really good. If you have a bad meal at a restaurant, do you have restaurant hurt? You don't write off all restaurants. And if you have a bad teacher, do you have school hurt? You don't write off all education. Church hurt, in my opinion, is an excuse, not a reason, not to gather together with the assembly. That's a word there, brother. Suzette Tom says, virtual church is a blessing to have as an option. However, it changes the dynamics of our call to fellowship with one another. Well, listen, all of you online, thank you for your comments. I appreciate it. Now let me go back to the phone lines, and we're going to go to Alexandria, Virginia now and talk with Deborah, who's on the line. Hi, Miss Deborah. It's Dr. Anderson here. How are you?
I'm fine. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, it's my pleasure. What are you thinking?
Well, I think it's a good subject today that you started your program with. I would like to say that I go 4 times out of the month, but there have been occasions when I didn't or couldn't go. Sometimes there's been illnesses or I'm out of town, like I've heard several people say.
Right.
But in that case, now because of modern technology, we can view the church service live if we can't get to the church.
Yes.
So
that's a blessing.
That's usually that is a blessing, because when we had the pandemic, we held Bible study and church services via the internet.
That's
or
right.
Zoom, I want to say. It was Zoom.
That's right.
And then when we went back to church, not all churches are equipped to do it still, but our church is. So we have 2 services, and they both don't get recorded, but the 11 o'clock service is a live service.
Right.
And you can interact with them on Facebook, and you can let them know,
right,
you know, that you're watching from home or wherever.
Right.
And so they know that you are getting the word.
Yes. Praise God for that option,
I
you
think
know?
It's important. Yeah. I noticed, I deserve too. I'm not originally from Alexandria, but I noticed in my hometown, my home church that I joined when I was 10, that I think in the country, the churches are, and even in the city, I've noticed there are fences up around large churches.
Mm-hmm.
Where for some reason, the church is closed. But I noticed in the country, the membership is not growing in the country, because all the seniors, our seniors, and they're passing away.
Yes.
And the ones that have gone off to college, for whatever reason, doesn't come back home to their
right.
home church.
Yes.
They end up staying in the city or the state that they went to school in.
That's right.
So this is not a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah, so
a lot of the smaller churches end up kind of dying because the people are dying off and the young people are going to other opportunities. Hey, listen, Miss Deborah, I've got to run, but I thank you for calling and hanging out with me today, okay?
Oh, I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed listening to the other speakers about their situation.
God
and
bless
I
you.
Oftentimes I have the radio in my kitchen. So if I'm in the kitchen, I listen to you all the time.
I love
it. So that's how I hear you all.
I love it. Thank you.
In my car, I listen I listen to Joel every time I get in the car. I say a prayer, and then I turn Joel on every single day.
Hey, listen, I gotta move on to my break. God bless you. So oftentimes when I say, if you're listening in your kitchen or in your car, guess what? Miss Deborah's listening in her kitchen. I'll be right back.
Does your church have legal challenges? McCullum & Associates has experience with pastor church relations, administration and organizational issues, church liability and risk management, and real estate matters. This firm understands the legal aspects of the problems, as well as the spiritual implications of those same problems inside and outside the court. Call McCullum & Associates today at 301-864-6070. That's 301-864-6070.
Have you ever listened to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson and wondered how we come up with heartfelt discussions on Marriage Mondays or engaging topics on Tough Topic Tuesdays? Well, our listeners are our inspiration. We would love to keep hearing from you. So if you have an idea for the show, let us know, because comprehension begins with conversation. Send us your ideas by sending an email to info@andersonspeaks.com and join the conversation on Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
David Anderson, we've got a few minutes left and I want to get to you. So we're talking about declining church attendance. Do you attend church regularly? Over the last 4 weeks, have you gone 4 Sundays in a row? I want to hear from you. We're going to go to Washington, D.C. and talk with Lena, who's on the line. Hello, Miss Lena. How are you today? Lena, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You are.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
God bless you. What are you doing? What are you thinking?
Bless you. First time I missed Sunday was this Sunday because I've been out sick with upper respiratory stuff. Didn't want to share with anybody else. But
right.
I faithfully go to church every Sunday. Even with being home as a teenager, my mother would say, if you could go out and you'd be back by your curfew, and you tried to get up on Sunday morning, you had to get your tail up and get ready to go to church.
No matter what.
So, but still, just, it's like, we don't eat once a week. Oh, I ate last week, so I'm not coming to church this week because I ate last week. Wait a minute. Okay.
Right.
We don't drink water. Oh, I drank water. I drank Kool-Aid. I drank whatever last week, and I'm not drinking anything. I'm not talking about alcoholic, but, you know, to hydrate myself. So you need the word. The word is like stopping at the gasoline station and getting filled up and then being able to progress on for the week, because we don't know what in this week it will carry on.
That's
our jobs, what we're dealing with in our homes, in our marriages, any of that with our children. It's stopping at the God's gasoline station. Ghost gasoline station and getting filled.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
Getting back out there to serve again, over and over and over again.
How about it?
Until our time is up.
That's
until
right.
Until he either comes back to collect us all out of here, or individually we leave.
Well, I hope you feel better. I hope you feel better so you can go back this Sunday, okay?
Yes, indeed.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Lena. Pastor. God bless your back.
You're welcome.
That's Lena from Washington, D.C. Let's go on over to Ashburn, Virginia. We've not been there yet. Let's talk to Miss Rosie, who's on the line. Let's see. Miss Rosie, are you still there? No, it looks like I missed her. All right, let me go on to K.I. in Waldorf, Maryland. Hi, K.I. It's Dr. Anderson. How are you?
I'm fine, Dr. Anderson. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm alive and grateful. Thanks for hanging with me. What are you thinking?
Hey, I knew this would be an issue around the time we had COVID, because a lot of folks
you know, and this is just my opinion, but I'm met with several pastors. I am a pastor, by the way.
Okay. Thank you for serving, sir.
Oh, yes. One of the things that came out of our discussion as we, you know, meet to pray and things like that is when COVID hit, I had mentioned about 30% of the church probably wouldn't come back. And it ended up being a little more.
Right.
But I realized that folks, and when you think about it, and you know this as a pastor too, you know, the 80-20 rule, which is probably more like 90-10 right now or less than that. But folks who wanted a reason not to go to church still didn't, you know, after COVID, they didn't go to church.
It gave them a reason.
I've seen it. I mean, and so we do online. We also, and I never shut down. We still do live, you know, because the Bible tells us that, you know, he gives those leadership roles, the pastor, the teacher, the preacher, for the strengthening of the saints, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And if they're not there, how do they do that?
Right.
And so we gave all these options. When the Bible says forsake not the assembling, it wasn't a suggestion, but we have all these options, and we keep feeling good about ultimately the body of Christ suffers because we can't grow and do, and the church certainly can't do what it needs to do, you know, and we try to accommodate folks based on that. Like we have Zoom, and what I read I recently did, and I probably, you know, not like for it. Sure. We were letting everybody know on the Zoom calls on our Wednesday and on our Sunday service and everything, hey, we're about to get on Zoom. But, you know, and even with that, people still wouldn't jump on, or they come on late. And so it got sloppy because, again, people didn't have to show up in church.
So what about now? It's 2024 and you're pastoring now. How have you had to shift your ministry just because of now these different dynamics? I know I had to shift. What about you?
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's what I did. I was so I'm online, and again, we're showing up every week, but I was I'm doing the Zoom calls. And, again, I was alerting people that, hey, church starts. My wife would send a text out in the morning before church, the day before, the day of, and people would still not jump on. And we got, you know, we got people to live, quite honestly, within minutes of the church, but they'll jump on Zoom. And it's just that level of it's that level of conviction.
Oh,
you know,
man,
and
I'm sorry, bro. I know.
Today, came up in the neighborhood. If you were going to go tussle with somebody and you have some buddies with you, you want to make sure that they knew what they were doing.
They
don't have confidence spiritually now that folks are going to, you know, we want to go out and do some witnessing, do some things in the community, but everybody's doing it at home now. Hey, while you're going out to witness and minister and all that, I'll be here praying for you. Well, that's no good. I need your hands and your feet. Anyhow, that's...
Well, how can I be an encouragement for you, brother, as a fellow pastor?
Well, I mean, just what you're doing, and I think that knowing that there are folk out there that consider, because again, I'm a small church. My church is in the name of it.
Right. Yeah. Tell me the name.
Okay?
Tell me the name of it, and I want people to hear it. Maybe they can visit you. Is it down in Waldorf?
It is in Waldorf. It's called the Church at Southern Maryland. And we've been a church for 11 years, but we're faithful to God. And I don't, you know, and I heard the woman earlier said that she don't like the games and all the entertainment. I agree.
Yeah.
Church is about God, even worship. It's not about getting your zone. It's about giving God praise. And we miss that at times because we just hype
everything
up. It's about,
what's your name?
So I'm Pastor K.I. Smith.
Pastor K.I. Smith. Y'all heard him right here. Go check his church out, not just on Zoom. It's the Church at Southern Maryland, and it's in Waldorf, Maryland. God bless you, Pastor. Keep up the good work, okay?
My website is thechurchone.com. You can go there, and that way you can get my address and everything.
Thank
you so much, Don.
God bless you, thechurchone.com. Thank you. All right, let's go to Tony in Manassas, Virginia. Hey, Tony, how you doing today?
Hey, Pastor Anderson, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm alive and grateful.
You.
It's a beautiful day.
And grateful. I know that.
Yes, you know that's right.
I know that's right. I'm going to be real quick because I know there's a lot of people calling, and I could be on here all night talking about this subject.
Right.
I love the church. I love my pastor. I love the people of my church. Forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. Yes.
I
think
it.
You got to get to a point. If I'm not in church, because I do ministry too, I'm either at the adult detention center, the youth detention center, providing some encouragement to somebody there.
Right.
I can't. You know, I can't remember days when I've missed church. Yeah, there's been a day or two, and even a time or two when I've missed, and me and my wife went on and did something that Sunday morning. Sure. You know, but that's very rare.
I love.
But Pastor, I'm not going to stay on.
Well, hang
long,
on, don't leave me yet.
I'm saying we got to.
Don't leave me yet.
Look at this thing, because there's a shifting going. There's a sifting. Excuse me. Going on.
Yeah.
And the word said about this is what's going to happen. And we got to examine ourselves and see whether we are truly in the faith.
Sure. I got a question for you, Tony, because I love when someone says they love their church, and you can tell that you're fired up and you are committed and you are faithful.
Yes,
so
sir.
I want to give a shout out to your church and your pastor. What church do you go to?
All right. It's Ebenezer Baptist Church, Woodbridge, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And my pastor is Reverend Dr. C.A. Lundy.
There you go, friend. So, Tony, he loves his church. He wants you to love it, too. So if you don't have a place to go, go hang
Amen.
Out with him in his church.
He teaches the word. He deepened the word.
I bet that's right. I like it, too. Hey, God Amen. Bless you, man. I'll holler at you down the road.
God bless you, sir.
Right.
Okay.
Peace out. Peace. Anonymous is in Washington, D.C. Let's go there before my break. Anonymous, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing just great. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm alive and grateful. I got about a minute left, but I really want to hear from you. What are you thinking?
Well, I do go to church service regularly, and at the time that COVID came out, we understand why, you know, things had to be put in place and the way it was.
Right.
But I thank the Lord that they still had, there still was something that we could go see, you know, online.
Right.
We could still be there. But for me personally, I want to be where the Lord is. And I'm not
right.
saying he's not anywhere else. But on Sunday, I feel the same way like New Year's Eve. I need to get to church. I need to be there.
Right.
Because to me, I felt like we should be at that time, even in the pandemic, when we were able to go back, we should be running back. You
right,
know,
right.
God, you know, We're still here.
I think people
thank
got comfortable,
Lord,
though. I think people got
you know,
comfortable.
Yeah, we got us through. But I still feel like that all the time. You know, like let's say you missed, you know, a Sunday for whatever reason, but yeah. I got to get there next Sunday. I got to get the Bible.
I know
ready.
That's right. Hey, listen,
you know,
Anonymous, I got to get to this break. But I tell you what, I love your excitement. I feel it, too. I'll be right back. This is Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
This is Pro Football Hall of Famer and Super Bowl champion Jonathan Ogden, and you're listening to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
Thank you, sir. It's Real Talk. It's me, David Anderson, and we're about to land this plane, but not yet. We're talking about declining church attendance, according to the Gallup poll recently, that in 2024, that church attendance has declined among religious groups. 30%, 3 in 10, attend church weekly. Right? 31% never attend church, and then everybody in between. So in the last 4 weeks, I asked, have you been in church 4 weeks in a row or not? Why not? And some of you are like, I don't go to church. Others of you are like, I do go to church regularly. I can't wait to get in it. And some of you is, I go to church online. And so there's everything in between. The Bible does say, do not forsake the fellowship of attending and gathering, because you're supposed to encourage one another, stimulate one another to good works. And, you know, all the one another's in the Bible, you know, serve one another, love one another, forgive one another, encourage one another. All those one another's are supposed to be lived out among the assembly of the righteous. Let me go to one final phone call. That's Warren. He's in Washington, D.C. Hi, Warren. You'll be my final caller. How are you today, sir?
I'm good, Dr. Anderson. Bless you.
Bless you back.
Two quick points that I can squeeze them in. St. Matthew 16:18, Jesus said, and on this rock I would build my church. And I want the folks to realize he didn't say created. He said building. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever been on a construction site where building is going on, it's not pretty. It's messy. It's junk. Right. It's wood. It's lumber. And yet you don't get mad at the construction site because you keep your focus on the end product. And nice. You know, when you get through all this mess, it's going to be a beautiful building or home.
I like
Second
it.
Second point real quick is that so many people call and say, well, I can worship God at home. But think of it. If there was anybody that could worship alone, it was Jesus.
Right.
But he almost never did. He was always with his disciples.
Right.
And even with his 12, he had problems. There was jealousy. There was arguing and bickering, but he never left
them. That's a good point. And, you know, the good news is every now and then he tried to get away from them to get a break, but he always came back to them, or they always found him. So maybe what we need to do is just get away, get a break, and then come on back and do what we're supposed to do. What do you think about that, Warren?
Come on back.
Hey, thanks for making the final word today. I like it.
Bless you, sir.
Nah, bless you back. That's Warren. What a good word to end on. And so listen, even though church is declining when it comes to attendance, find a good, vibrant church. I can't help but tell you how vibrant Bridgeway is, because not only am I the founding pastor, but I'm blessed to be able to enjoy such an amazing, amazing ministry. But for those of you who go to other ministries and you love your church, that's awesome. Bring other people with you. Your pastor's depending on you, not for you to just come to church, but for you to be an outreach for that ministry as well. And so guess what? Just because it's declining in the world, that just makes the Church of Jesus Christ shine even brighter. So don't follow the rest of the world and say, you know what? No one else is going, so I'm not going to go either. No, you're going to do the exact opposite. Others may not go, but I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back. No turning back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you have given us the Church of Jesus Christ. And we pray, Lord, that we would honor you as the head of our church and not leave you or forsake those with whom you've saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Together everyone said, amen and amen.
Help your children.